I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. It's hard to fathom, but after World War II, some Jewish survivors of the Holocaust decided to stay in, and in some cases, move to Germany. They settled in what was Communist East Germany, or the GDR. Now, a new German play addresses a part of that history. It's called Muttersprache Mamelotchen. And it's been a sensation on the Berlin stage. The play recently had a small run of staged readings in the U.S. The World's Carol Zoll went to one of the performances and spoke with the playwright, Mariana Salzmann.
When Mariana Salzmann decided to write a play about the Jewish experience in East Germany, she wanted to work out some issues that she herself was grappling with.
I was just looking for my roots, and the play was a way to find out about that and looking for answers for all my questions towards Jewishness.
Salzmann moved from Russia to Germany in 1995 when she was still a child. Her play, which is set in modern-day Germany, portrays three generations of Jewish women.
Was hast du getan?
Ich hab so getan, als hätte ich's nicht gemerkt.
Du bist eine kluge Tochter.
There's Lynn, a Holocaust survivor who's had a career as a Yiddish folk singer, her assimilated daughter, who wants nothing to do with Jewish culture, and her granddaughter, who's curious about her heritage but knows little about it. In a sense, she's Salzmann's alter ego.
I was not expecting to have like a big audience for this play. I thought this kind of like, for me, my dealing with certain issues.
But the tale struck a chord with German audiences. Salzmann, who's only 28, won a major award for it.
It was a topic that actually not many people are dealing with.
Detlef Gericke Schönagen directs Boston's Goethe Institute, which brought the play to the U.S. for a brief run. He says Germans know very little about this part of their history.
What was the life of Jews in the former GDR? There are not many books about it, not many articles about it.
The play's most compelling character is the grandmother, who's loosely based on a real-life folk singer, Lynn Yaldati. She was one of a small number of Jewish survivors who settled in communist East Germany after the war. Salzmann says they wanted to help build an anti-fascist state there.
There was a group of very political Holocaust survivors who said, no, we're staying on our ground and we will recreate it. We will not give Germany up.
But as the play makes clear, the GDR didn't turn into the classless society they'd hoped for, and Jewish East Germans often faced discrimination and anti-Semitism.
And it was very, very tragic for Holocaust survivors who kind of like lived the history again. I don't want to compare those two stories, but for them it was kind of like a non-ending story with Germany and with the German state.
But the play is a personal story, too. It's about mothers and daughters. The title makes that clear.
I was so fascinated by the word mother tongue, Mamelotchen, and I thought it's good for Germans to know a little bit of Yiddish. I think like we have to bring it back. And in German, Muttersprache is like the language of the mothers. And the play is about language of the mothers. You got the grandmother talking to her daughter and the mother talking to her daughter. And everybody misunderstands each other, loves each other like crazy, but there's no way of communication.
While the characters struggle to communicate, German audiences seem to get the message. And for Mariana Salzmann, that success on the German stage for a play about a Jewish family has been gratifying. But she says there are changes in Germany that aren't so reassuring. Salzmann says that anti-Semitism is creeping back in.
If your ears are open, you realize that, for example, Jew is again an offensive word in schools. Like, I grew up and I was always the privileged migrant in school. And everybody loved me for the reason that I am Jewish. My brother, who is 10 years younger than me, he suffered a lot for being Jewish. And that's where I realized, oh, this country is changing.
Salzmann says that by writing about the concerns of Jews in Germany today, she's trying to change things, too.
I think it's a little bit bringing back the Jewish culture to a certain normal state, not exotic anymore, not, oh, Holocaust, but, oh, okay, this is a part of our culture and our country.
For The World, I'm Carol Zoll.